talk about the international curling tournament that went on this weekend. The Canadian women.
We've been finally.
They are. What's going on here?
What's happening, what, Rob?
What's going on?
Hey!
Oh, it's Chris, man? The overly handsome guy from sales.
Hey, man, what the hell are you guys doing here? You guys are like the only two homos working a day.
Yeah, well,
I heard about that.
Hell, even Dorsey and Hawkeye have the day off, and those guys are on real radio, man.
What, FM?
Yeah, why don't you guys call me when you get a decent full-market FM signal, huh?
Okay.
That's probably not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I saw a sore spot there.
Actually, yes.
You really did.
Who else is working? I think even our president took the day off from raising my taxes today.
What kind of tax bracket you in? It's a big one, right?
Oh, I think I'm like in the 50 or 60% now, something like that. Man. Yeah. So I'm taking the day off. I'm kicking it at the pool over at the Dub with my pal Lamar and Chloe.
Oh, you know them, the Kardashians.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Who do you think convinced them to move into the W right next to me?
You live in the W.
Hells yeah, among other places.
That's not your only crib, is it?
Yeah, so we just sit over there and, you know, we're just chilling today, drinking some vodka, Skyping each other.
Well, if you're together, you don't need to do that.
You guys need to honor the dead presidents by taking the day off, man. What are you doing, brah? Well, I honor the dead presidents, especially Benjamin Franklin.
Chris, he wasn't a president.
I collect little portraits of him in my wallet, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we got you.
Oh, man, he was a great president, man.
He wasn't a president.
Still remember when he was president. It's the day that I honor America by banging as many American honeys as I can. High five,
I'm not high-fiving
right
now.
Yeah! I'm slaying on President's Day, man.
Like no, you don't.
Nobody I bet does. You guys didn't even know that I've already been uterus deep three times this morning,
Oh,
huh?
My God.
Maybe already, you smell it on me, huh?
Oh, gross.
Cervix
like
King collision repair right here.
Oh, my God.
Right down here. That's what they call the battering ram. Right
there. Believe in
collision repair.
Gross.
Bet you guys are in my neighborhood now, man.
Yeah,
this is so cool.
Uptown,
this is so
huh?
cool. Absolutely.
That's truly where you live.
So now I can, like, see you all the time. This is great. I'll stop in like every morning if y'all want to do like
a daily segment with me
or something.
No, we're fine.
You guys are in my playground. I think I've gone front door on every chick down here.
Oh, God.
Really, don't every talk chick. About women because it's just gross.
Now I'm having to go back door just to keep it interesting on all of them, you know? Make the second round. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to recover from last weekend. You guys can probably see him a little bit bleary-eyed.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing with Phil last weekend.
Sorry,
you guys,
Phil?
Yeah, you guys may have seen me on TV. I think they televised that deal. I was playing with my buddy Phil Mickelson.
Oh.
You were playing at the AT&T Pro-Am?
Hell yeah, brah.
With Phil?
Hell yeah, brah.
We saw Romo, and we saw Tiger. We didn't see you.
Well, yeah, Romo was playing with Tiger, and I was playing with Phil, and Tiger was, like, so pissed because, you know, he wanted to play with me, and I'm like, dude, win a few tournaments, brah, and we'll talk. You know what I'm saying?
God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, cool. What'd you think of Pebble Beach?
Dude, that place is a goat ranch.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a member at St. Andrews.
And you are?
And that's the way golf should be played, you know? Uh-huh. Out in an overgrown field.
Yeah.
Scottish lasses, you know what I'm saying?
But you're able to put up with it for a few days anyway.
Yeah, I put up with it for a few days, you know, as a favor to Phil.
As
a favor to Phil.
Oh, man.
I'm heading to Paris later today with my buddy Tiesto.
The DJ?
Yeah.
You're friends with him?
Oh, you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of blowing up right now. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
Kinda.
I don't care. I'm just friends with who I'm friends with, you know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to meet a few chicks over in Paris for lunch, and then I'm going to come back here, you know?
Wow, what
a
quick trip.
Yeah, drive around in my Bentley.
Man, you got a kick ass.
I don't think I believe any of this. I mean, you work in sales at the ticket.
Hells yeah, I work in sales at the ticket. That's just kind of a side job, though.
Oh, it is.
Although I should mention, you know, I'll be completely honest with you, my regular job isn't going so well.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, there were just some recent busts on a local campus in Fort Worth, and ever since then I've had some supply problems. And it's a whole deal. I don't want to get into what I do, you know.
You're not into that sort of thing, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about, but You guys in the Six Fig Club yet?
No, we're still working.
You need to hook up with Chris. I'll get you all the sweet deals.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'm kind of like the sweet jack of sales over there. I wake up and I sniff around for all the best deals around town.
You know, you mentioned your real job. I think I know your real job because I was at Home Depot the other day and I was in the lumber aisle and you were stocking the shelves there. And
no, I was just you pretended I was buying some stuff to rehab a condo. That
no, you
I
were wearing a Home Depot outfit and you pretended not to see me.
I accidentally put on an apron.
I don't think you're doing as well as you say.
Oh, good God, you found out! Oh!
He ran himself clean and to the wall. And
well, I heard a gunshot. Did you hear that, George? I heard a gunshot. I wonder if he, because he went around the corner there. We don't really have a window yet. He went around the corner, and should I check and see if he actually, did himself
in? I just called 911. I think if you hear a gunshot, you should call 911 first.
I don't see a body necessarily.
Hey, all that blood's just from my nosebleed, man. I didn't really do it.
Oh, man.
So long,
bye, Chris. See ya. That's Chris from Sales.